ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನಶಲಾಖಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರ್ ಉನ್ಮೀಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರೀಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮನೋಭೀಷ್ಟಂ ಸ್ಥಾಪಿತಂ ಯೇನ ಭೂತಲೆ ಸ್ವಯಂ ರೂಪಃ ಕದಾ ಮಹೀಯಂ ದದಾತಿ ಸ್ವಪದಾಂತಿಕಂ. ವಂದೇಹಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೋಃ ಶ್ರೀಯುತಪದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀಗುರೂನ್ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ್ಚ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಂ ಸಾಗ್ರಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗಣರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾದ್ವೈತಂ ಸಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣಚೈತನ್ಯದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣಪಾದಾನ್ ಸಹ ಗಣಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಾಂಶ್ಚ. ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧೋ ದೀನಬಂಧೋ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾ ಕಾಂತ ರಾಧಾ ಕಾಂತ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೆ. ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೆ ವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷಭಾನುಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯೇ. ನಮಃ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಷ್ಠಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ. ಶ್ರೀಮತೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನೇ. ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶಧಾರಣೆ. ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರಿ ರಾಮ್ ಹರಿ ರಾಮ್ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರಿ. ಸೊ ಐ ವುಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ಸ್ಕ್ರೀನ್ ಶೇರ್ ದಿಸ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ. ಸೊ ಐ ರಿಕ್ವೆಸ್ಟ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಕಾಲ್ ಟು ಕೈಂಡ್ಲಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರ್ ಯು ಜಾಯ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಕೈಂಡ್ಲಿ ಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಅಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಪಾರ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಲೆಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ರುಕ್ಮಿಣಿ. Rukmini wrote about 7 verses in her letter to Krishna, and this is the second out of those 7. So it's a very, very beautiful verse. In the time that we have today, we will sing this verse and we will try to discuss something.
Katwa mukunda mahati kulashila roopa vidyavayo dravina dhama bhiratma tulyam ಧೀರಾಪತಿಂ ಕುಲವತಿ ನವೃಣೀತ ಕನ್ಯಾ ಕಾಲೇಂದ್ರ ಸಿಂಹ ನರಲೋಕ ಮನೋಭಿರಾಮಂ.
ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ವರ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಆಲ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೆಮರೈಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಮಿಷನ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಮೂವ್ಮೆಂಟ್, ಟು ಗೆಟ್ ಅಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಟು ಆಲ್ ದ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಟು ಪಿಕ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಓವರ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎನಿ ಒನ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್. Rukmini represents the devotee who has 2 options. Either she can pick Maya Devi in the form of Shishupal, or she can pick Krishna as her husband. And living entities also have these 2 options. We either can pick material nature, or we can make a choice that I will accept only Krishna as the Lord of my life. What are the special qualities of Krishna that we will see here? Let's chant this verse 2 more times, and then we will get to the translation.
ಕಾತ್ವಾ ಮುಕುಂದ ಮಹತಿ ಕುಲಶೀಲ ರೂಪ ವಿದ್ಯಾವಯೋ ದ್ರವಿಣ ಧಾಮ ಬಿರಾತ್ಮ ತುಲ್ಯಂ ಧೀರಾಪತಿಂ ಕುಲವತಿ ನವೃಣೀತ ಕನ್ಯಾ ಕಾಲೇಂದ್ರ ಸಿಂಹ ನರಲೋಕ ಮನೋಭಿರಾಮಂ. ಕಾತ್ವಾ ಮುಕುಂದ ಮಹತಿ ಕುಲಶೀಲ ರೂಪ ವಿದ್ಯಾವಯೋ ದ್ರವಿಣ ಧಾಮ ವಿರಾತ್ಮ ತುಲ್ಯಂ ಧೀರಾಪತಿಂ ಕುಲವತಿ ನವೃಣೀತ ಕನ್ಯಾ ಕಾಲೇಂದ್ರ ಸಿಂಹ ನರಲೋಕ ಮನೋಭಿರಾಮಂ.
This is the translation. O Mukunda, Rukmini is writing in her letter, O Krishna, O Mukunda, you are equal only to yourself. And what are the criteria? Lineage, character, beauty, knowledge, youthfulness, wealth, and influence. She's talking about the 7 oceanic character traits or qualities. So Mahati Kula, which refers to lineage, you come in the Chandravamsha dynasty. Character, Sheela. Beauty is Rupa, knowledge is Vidya, youthfulness is Vaya, wealth is Dravina, and influence is Dhamma. And what is that about you? Atma Tulyam, you equal only yourself. Therefore, O Krishna, O lion among men. Here we see in this verse the word Narasimha has come. So this doesn't refer to Narasimha Dev. This refers to he who is a Simha among the Nara Samaj. That Krishna who is like a lion among men. You delight the minds of all mankind. What aristocratic, sober-minded and marriageable girl of a good family would not choose you as her husband when the proper time comes? Which means the question the living entity must ask. that who is that person, intelligent person, who will not pick Krishna in their life. So this is a very, very beautiful. Katva, oh you, Mukunda, who has Mahati Kula, Shila, Rupa, Vidya, Vaya, Dravina, and Dhamma. And in all these six, seven qualities, my Lord, you are Atmatulyam. Very, very interesting. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says that there could be a time when the scientists will be able to count the number of raindrops. A time when the philosophers will be able to count the number of atoms in the world. The astronomers will be able to count the number of stars in the sky. Someone with the weather forecast will be able to count the number of snowflakes. But still, O Krishna, they will not be able to count the number of qualities that you have. It's not possible. It's absolutely not possible to count the number of qualities that you have. You have unlimited qualities, O Krishna. There is a very, very beautiful verse that, my Lord, if ink is used, what ink? The ink of the oceanic water. Let's say all the ocean water is used as ink. And it's the pen is made out of the branches of the Kalpavriksha trees in heaven. Let's say from the Kalpavriksha trees of heaven, pens are made. And the ink is the unlimited water surface in this world. The paper to write is the surface of Mother Earth. And the writer is Sharada herself. That is Saraswati Devi. And she has eternal time to write. Think about it. Who is the person writing? Saraswati Devi herself. Where is she writing? On Mother Earth, which has unlimited space. With what is she writing? The pen made out of the branches of the Kalpavriksha trees. Will she run out of ink? No, because the ink is the unlimited ocean water. Does she have shortage in time and ability? No, she has eternal time and eternal empowerment. Still, even if Sharada is writing, Likhati Sharada Sarvakalam Tadapi Tava Gunanam Krishna Param Nayati. Oh Krishna, still your qualities cannot be written. How beautiful. Asita Giri Samam Syat Kajalam Sindhu Patre Surataruvara Shakha Lekhani Patra Urvi. How beautiful. Asita Giri Samam Syat Kajalam Sindhu Patre. If eternal ink is made out of all the ocean water and Surataru Varashakha, the best among the Kalpavriksha tree branches is used for Lekhini to make the pen and Patra Urvi and the paper is Mother Earth. And Likhati, even now, Sharada Sarvakalam. Now, for eternal time, if Sharada is given time to write, Tadapi Tava Gunanam Krishna Param Nayati. Oh, Shri Krishna, Kaviraj Goswami writes, still your qualities cannot be written. How beautiful. How beautiful. Our Krishna is so attractive. He's the abode of all good qualities. Krishna sings the best. Krishna dances the best. He speaks the best. He speaks all languages. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu describes one quality of Krishna is Vivida Adbhuta Bhashavit. Vivida means variety. Adbhuta means astonishing. Bhasha means languages. And Vit means knower. He is the knower of unlimited astonishing languages. Krishna can speak the languages of the animals and the birds. And in each bird language, he can speak the language of each species. And in each species of the bird, he can speak the language of each bird. What to speak of the languages of the birds? What to speak of the languages of the insects? What to speak of the language of Sanskrit with the demigods? What to speak of the jokes with his friends in Vrindavan? Krishna can even speak the language of silence as Paramatma in the heart of every living entity. Who can compare the speaking of Krishna? He spoke the Bhagavad Gita without any prior practice. 700 verses of the Bhagavad Gita is a very tough, it's a very, very tough call to take. If someone asks the question, does the Ganga flow from the feet? Or does the Ganga flow from the mouth of the Supreme Lord? यह स्वयं पद्मनाभस्य मुख पद्म विनिसृत। भगवान आदि शंकराचार्य राइट्स दैट दैट गंगा विच फ्लोज फ्रॉम द फीट ऑफ वामन देव एज एक्चुअली इज फ्लोइंग फ्रॉम द माउथ ऑफ पद्मनाभ श्री कृष्ण इन द फॉर्म ऑफ द भगवद गीता। तस्मिन् महद मुखरित मधुभिश्चरित्रम पीयूष शेष सरित परित स्रवंति। दैट प्योर वैष्णवस व्हेन दे स्पीक इट इज डिस्क्राइब्ड दैट इट इज लाइक द फ्लोइंग ऑफ द गंगा। इमेजिन द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हिमसेल्फ इज स्पीकिंग with so much love and compassion for everyone, what will his speech be like? What will the speech of the Supreme Lord be like? So fascinating, right? Ganga, who appears from the feet of Vamandev, appears from the lotus mouth of Krishna, and that same Ganga appears from the lotus eyes of Mahaprabhu in the kirtan, in the form of tears. Wow, how amazing. How strong is our Krishna? He could lift the whole Govardhan Hill for 7 days and seven nights as a child. There is a verse which says, Gokulenyashrayan tyaktva shrita ye vakshu me jana dukkham adri samam tesham unnayami swayam sada. Why did Krishna lift Govardhan? To teach the whole world a very, very important lesson. What is that lesson? Gokule anya ashrayan tyaktva ashrita ye vakshu me jana. Those who give up all other shelters and just believe my words, like that, like it happened in the Govardhan Leela, right? They gave up the shelter of Indra. They gave up the shelter of the scriptures, which propound that they have to offer this Indra Puja every year. But what did the Brajbasis do? They just trusted a seven-year-old child out of love. So Gokule Anya Ashrayan Tyaktva, giving up all other shelters. Ashrita ye vakshu me jana, those who take shelter of only my words, my instructions. What does Krishna promise? Dukkham adri samam tesham. If mountain like dukkha comes in the life of such devotees, unnayami swayam sada, I myself will stand and lift it up with my little finger. This is the love the Supreme Lord has for his surrendered devotees. If you give up all shelters and you take shelter of only my words, if dukkha comes in your life, adri samam, like a hill, unnayami, I myself will stand and lift it for 7 days and seven nights. Swayam sada, for all times to come, I myself will lift. I will not tell anybody else to lift. This is the strength and compassion of Sri Krishna. What to speak of his guru nishtha? What to speak of his submission to his superiors? Krishna is not egoistic that I am the greatest and I will not serve anyone. When it is described that at the end of his learning, when his spiritual teacher requested Krishna, can you please go and get my child back? Krishna went to Yamaraj and he got the child back. He got Sandipani Muni's son back as Guru Dakshina to his spiritual master or spiritual teacher. And at that point, it's fascinating. Devaki Rani, the mother of Krishna, she says that if you can bring one son, dead son of your teacher, why not bring six sons back for me, your mother, whom Kamsa killed? And that Sri Krishna, who went to bring the son, one son of his spiritual master or spiritual teacher, he got all six sons of Devaki back. All six. And when they came and they started drinking Mother Devaki's breast milk, they all got liberated. Why? Chaitanya Bhagavat describes, because they drank the same milk that Krishna had drunk. So they were actually drinking Krishna Prasad. All those six children who came back, they were drinking the nectar of Krishna's remnants. Mother Devaki's milk, breast milk. And they all got liberated. When Nanda Maharaj was carried by the associates of Varun Dev, Krishna went to Varun Lok and got justice back. How powerful is Sri Krishna? How wonderful. To his superiors, he's ready to go to any extent. His devotees. Sarathya parashada sevana sakhya dautya virasananu gamanastavana pranaman snigdeshu pandushu jagat pranatim cha vishnu bhaktim kuruti nrupatish charanaravinde. The first canto, 16th chapter of Bhagavatam describes that what is that service that Krishna did not do for the Pandavas? He did everything. Sarathya, he was the chariot driver. Parashada, he was the associate. Sarathya Parashada Sevana, he was the servant. Sakya, he was the friend. Dautya, he became the messenger. Virasana, when they would go to sleep at night, Krishna would stand with a sword like a night watchman. Anugamana, he went, walked behind Yudhishthir Maharaj asking, would you want little water? Would you want to eat something? Can I get some fruits for you? Stavana, not just that, he offered obeisances and offered prayers to Yudhishthir Maharaj every morning. Pranaman, and he bowed down to his devotees. To who did all this? Jagat Pranatim Cha Vishnu, whom the whole world worships as Vishnu. That Vishnu worshipped the Pandavas. Why? Snigdheshu Pandushu Jagat Pranatim Cha Vishnu. Because his heart melts when he sees his devotees. Bhaktim Kurut Indrupatish Charanaravinde. When Parikshit Maharaj heard it, only devotion for Krishna rose in his heart. How loving is Krishna? When his father Nanda Maharaj told him to get shoes, he got it on his head. When time came to reciprocate with Sudama's devotion, Krishna washed his lotus feet. Krishna syasit sakha kaschit brahmano brahmavittama virakta indriyartheshu prashantatma jitendriya. Shukdev Goswami speaks about Sudama very beautifully. How does he say? He says, Krishna syasit sakha kaschit. He doesn't say, there was one person who considered Krishna to be his friend. No, that's not what he's saying. Krishnasya asit sakha kaschit. There was one person whom Krishna considered to be his friend. And not just saying it. When time came, when Sudama came to meet Krishna, Bhagavatam describes, kuchailam malinam kshamam dvijadhamani santatam devi paryacharat sakshat chamara vyajanena vai. As soon as Krishna saw Sudama, he embraced Sudama so tightly. It is described that Sudama and Krishna, when they embraced each other, both couldn't embrace longer. Because when Sudama saw Krishna's soft body, when Sudama saw Krishna's soft body, he thought, my body full of bones. If I embrace Krishna tight, that impression will come on Krishna's soft body. And when Krishna embraced Sudama, he saw only like his body was down to skeleton. So Krishna thought, if I embrace tighter, Sudama will probably choke and die. He will probably, you know, feel suffocated by my embrace. That's how weak he is. So both embraced. Krishna held the hand of Sudama, got him into the assembly, washed his lotus feet, Sudama's lotus feet with his own tears, made Sudama sit on his own throne, and instructed Rukmini Devi, the goddess of fortune, to stand on one side and fan Sudama. Who can do this? Who is Lakshmi Devi? Ishanam jagatosya venkatapate vishnu param prayasi tadvakshasthala nitya vasarasikam tatkshanti samvardhini padmalankrita panipallava yugam padmasanastham shriyam vatsalyadi gunojjwalam bhagavati vande jaganmataram mata samasta jagatam madukaitavare vakshro viharini manohara divyamurte Shri Swami Nishrita Janapriya Danashile, Shri Venkatesha Daite Tavasuprabhatam, Tavasuprabhatam Aravinda Lochane, Bhavatu Prasanna Mukhachandra Mandale, Vidhi Shankarendra Vanitabirarchite, Vrishashaila Nath Daite Dayanide. It is described in the Venkateshwara Suprabhatam that the goddess of fortune is she who is the mother to the whole creation, whom demigods worship with their wives. They come and worship the lotus feet of Lakshmi Devi. Mata samasta jagatam. She is the mother to the whole world. When Bhrigu kicked the lotus, the chest of Vishnu, it is described Lakshmi Devi, because she is in the chest area of Vishnu, because she is in the heart of the Supreme Lord. Because she is there, she controlled the situation. This is what it is saying. Vaksho viharini manohara divya murte. She is always there in the heart of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, when Bhrigu kicked, that Supreme Lord who can invoke a Sudarshan Chakra, he asked Bhrigu, your soft lotus feet and my hard chest, you may have gotten hurt. Let me massage. Why did the Supreme Lord speak this? Because Lakshmi is in his heart. And she as the mother can make the Lord speak like this. And that Lakshmi as Rukmini standing and fanning Sudama on the instruction of Shri Krishna. This is how Krishna reciprocates with friendship. How amazing is this? When Krishna wants to reciprocate friendship, this is how he reciprocates. Hare Krishna. When Krishna had to help Arjun, think about the story from the Mahabharata. We see the story where Jayadrath, he played a wrong game, you know, very political game in the Mahabharata. He wanted to finish Yudhishthira Maharaj by putting him in through a Chakravyuh. He held Arjun on one side. Yudhishthira Maharaj was put in a Chakravyuh by the Kauravas. And the only one who could break through this was Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu broke through the Chakravyuh, but he didn't know how to get out. And mercilessly, the Kauravas killed Abhimanyu to death. When Arjuna was released by Jayadrath, Arjuna started crying because Abhimanyu was his son. Arjuna was thinking that this Jayadrath, such a fool, he held my hand and kept me at bay for one whole day so that he can mercilessly, without any etiquette, brutally kill my son. I will not let him go. Arjuna took a vrat that tomorrow before the sun sets, I will kill Jayadrath. If I don't kill Jayadrath, I will jump into fire. Now the Kauravas went even a couple of steps higher in their cunning plans. They said, well, what we will do is we will not let Arjun reach Jayadrath. Because if you somehow protect Jayadrath and Arjun is not able to reach Jayadrath and it's sunset, then Arjun has to, the Pandava, he has to kill himself because of the vrat. So what they did was they made miles and miles and miles of army of soldiers and then put Jayadrath behind. So Arjun had to fight through all of them. And by then it will be end of day. Either Arjuna will be tired and wounded by the soldiers. And let's say if he kills all the soldiers who are guarding, then by the time he reaches Jayadrath, it is sundown, it is sunset. So according to his own, according to his own vrat, he has to jump into fire. And that's what they did. As soon as Arjuna came face to face to Jayadrath, the conch shell blew that the sun has set. Now what to do? Arjuna's vrat, his vow that he took, went false. Arjuna made a pile of wood and he was ready to get climb on top of it and set himself on fire. He took his arrow to shoot at the wood pile so that it'll set ablaze and he will die. It's very, very interesting. It's really very interesting. There is a back end history to Jayadrath and Arjun's enmity. It is described when the Pandavas were in Kamyavan, in Vrindavan. Draupadi one day came to Bimalkund to take some water. And Jayadrath, who was already married, he lustily eyed Draupadi and he decided to kidnap her and take her in the chariot. As he did that, Narad Muni came to the scene and came and complained to Bhim and Arjun. Now Bhim, you know, he loves challenges like this. So Bhim started sprinting. He didn't even wait to get onto a chariot. He started running behind Jayadrath, who was on the chariot. And Arjun also went. Arjun threw his arrows. He shot the chariot. The chariot fell down. Jayadrath fell off. And Bhim and Arjun both conquered Jayadrath. Arjun told Bhim, saying, you protect Draupadi. I will finish this guy. I will finish Jayadrath. Arjuna used his arrow to completely bind Jayadrath mercilessly like an animal. And came and threw him at the feet of Yudhishthira Maharaj. What do we do with this animal? He was lustily eyeing Draupadi. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, well, what do you want to do? Bhim Sen said, just let him go. I will finish him. You know, I'm waiting for opportunities like this. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, no, it's not about Bhim. It's not about what you want. Or Arjun, it's not about what you want. We have to ask Draupadi because she was the one who was insulted. When Draupadi was asked, Draupadi said, well, you know, just let him go. Jayadrath is the brother-in-law of Duryodhan. And Duryodhan is in the same family. We are brothers. So which means if Jayadrath is killed, his wife, who's like our sister, she will become widowed for the rest of her life. We don't want that pain on her. So Draupadi, see, look at her heart. The heart of a Vaishnavi. So she said, just let him go. Bhimsen said, let him go. What do you mean? You can't let him go. We have to kill him. She said, you know, you can't kill him. That's not my desire. So now Arjuna and Bhimsen discussed. They said, we will kill him, but we will not kill him. Why? Because according to the rules of Kshatriya conduct, dishonor is worse than death. We will just insult him. We will give him a special haircut. Instead of giving him one pony, one shikha, we'll give him five shikhas all over the head. And we'll give him a very special hairstyle. We'll take one eyebrow off. We'll take one side of the mustache and one side of the beard. So if you see from one side, it seems as if he's having a mustache, but you see from the other side, he doesn't have one. And then just let him go. Because for a kshatriya to be insulted like this, it's bad. It's worse than death. So they just let him go like that. And Jayadrath was fuming. He said, I want to kill these Pandavas. But before I do that, I want some power. So he did tapasya. He invoked Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, being Ashutosh, he appeared. He said, Jayadrath, what do you want to do? What do you want me to give you? Jayadrath said, just give me the benediction that I can kill these Pandavas. Lord Shiva said, no, that's not possible. Jayadrath said, then give me the benediction that they can kill me. Lord Shiva said, well, I can give you a benediction that if your head is chopped off and it falls to the ground, it will join back. This benediction I can give you. But there is a clause to it. The clause is, if your father yourself, your father himself puts your head down, then you will die. Jayadrath said, well, why will my father ever put my head down? So I'm okay. Lord Shiva said, okay, good. I hope everything falls in place for you. So this is the backstory now. Now is the situation back to the point where we were discussing. Arjuna climbs onto that pile of wood. He climbs onto the pile of wood. And he's ready to take his arrow and shoot the pile of wood so that it sets on fire, because he couldn't keep his word. Jayadrath comes to the scene. Because he's won. Jayadrath is congratulating Arjun. Wow. I thought you will change your idea. I thought you will change your word. But you're such a kshatriya. You had promised you will enter fire, and bravo, wonderful. I want to see you burn. Jayadrath was making all these dirty, slanderous, and complete downmarket, obnoxious statements. Now, what will Arjuna do? Suddenly, there's bright light in the sky. The clouds have cleared and it's bright. The sun is up there. Arjuna is bewildered because there was a conch shell blown saying that the battle is over for the day because the sun has set. Arjuna is confused. He looks at Krishna. And look at Krishna's friendship. Krishna looks at Arjuna and he says, actually, the sun has always been there. I use my Sudarshan Chakra to cover the sun. So it seemed as if it's gloomy. And I just wanted to do this so that Jayadrath comes in front of you, because your vow was up to sundown, sunset. So now he knows that if it's sunset, you will jump into fire and he will come in front of you. Jayadrath is in front of you. Oh, Arjun, just kill him. Just kill him. The arrow that you used to shoot, that you were planning to shoot at the pile of wood, just shoot that arrow and kill this rascal. Kill this Jayadrath. So everyone's perplexed because they thought it was sundown, but it was actually just an eclipse caused by Krishna. Krishna got his Sudarshan Chakra to eclipse the sun and it became gloomy. Is there any friend in the whole creation who for his friend can cover the sun only to protect his dear friend Arjun? And Arjuna, that same arrow that he was using to set the pile of wood ablaze, he used that fire arrow to shoot it at the neck of Jayadrath. That's very, very interesting. Far, far away was Jayadrath's father. And it was evening time, so he was offering his oblations to Suryadev. He was closing his eyes and he was offering water. Suryaya Namaha, Bhaskaraya Namaha, Adityaya Namaha. He's offering his prayers to sun god. And he has water. He's chanting mantras and he's offering, sacred water to Suryadev as the sun is setting. Arjuna shoots this arrow. And the arrow goes straight through Jayadrath's head. And the head flies in the distance, falls in the hand of his father, who is closing his eyes and chanting mantra. Suddenly something very big falls in his hand. And he throws it as it reflects. And as the head of Jayadrath is dropped through the hands of his own father, Lord Shiva's benediction comes true. and Jayadrath stands dead by the plan of Shri Krishna. Who can display friendship like this? When Krishna says, Suhridam Sarva Bhutana, here Rukmini Devi is saying, my Lord, you are best in everything. She talks about Krishna's youth. Who can speak about Krishna's youth? Srila Rupa Goswami in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu says, Nitya Nava Navayamanam. Krishna's ever fresh. Waves of sweetness and freshness touch the shore of Krishna's character at every moment. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad writes. How beautiful. Tadaiva ramyam ruchiram navam navam. Tadaiva shashvat manaso mahotsavam. Tadaiva shokarana vashoshanam dranam. Yad uttama shloka yashonu giyate. Bhagavatam describes Krishna's ever fresh. Adhyam purana purusham. Navayovanam cha. Srila Prabhupada writes that Krishna always looked 16 years old. Although he had great grandchildren, Krishna still looked 16 years old. How young was Krishna? In Krishna's Sudharma assembly, the royal court where decisions and discussions could take place, the rule of the Sudharma assembly was when someone enters, they will not be tormented by hunger, they will not be tormented by thirst, they will not be tormented by sleep. They will not be tormented by any distress. And as long as it takes to discuss the situation, they will never age while being in that Sudharma assembly. Imagine Krishna who owns it. How young and how youthful. Rukmini is saying, oh Krishna, who is that person who's as rich as you? How rich was Krishna? 16,108 gold palaces. Who can afford? And being at the same time with each of his queens all at the same time and giving all of them 10 sons and one daughter. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu describes, Krishna gave in charity 13,000 cows from each of his 16,108 palaces every single day. Now you do the math, it's crores and crores of cows. And all of those cows had calves. They were full of milk. They were healthy. They were young. Their horns were gold plated. They had very beautiful, beautiful cloth on the back. Their hooves were well decorated. Their bells were transcendently tinkling. Everything about them was so beautiful. And Krishna gave them in charity to Brahmanas. 13,000 such beautiful, attractive, healthy cows from each of his 16,108 palaces every single day, not once in his life. But every single day, once a day. This is how rich Krishna is. Rukmini is saying, oh Krishna, you equal only you. Think about Krishna's knowledge. Think about Krishna's knowledge. Krishna says, Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna bhavishyani tu bhutani mam tu veda nakashchana. Oh Arjun, people don't know me. But I remember past, present, and future of every living being. Every living being. If there's an ant in my room, Krishna knows. Krishna knows what that ant was 50 million lifetimes ago. Krishna knows what that ant will be in his next birth. I don't even know what breakfast I had day before yesterday. I have to strain my mind to think. What about Krishna's knowledge? He knows everything. The most technical details. And that Krishna, out of love for Sudama, when he was with Sandipani Muni, Sandipani Muni had given Krishna, Sudama, and all the students one specific verse to memorize. And Sandipani Muni asked Sudama, did you memorize that verse? And Sudama got up and he said, oh, teacher, please forgive me, I forgot. Oh, then Sandipani Muni said, now you will be punished. Next, Krishna, stand up. Did you memorize the verse? Krishna looked at Sudama. Krishna looked at Sandipani Muni and he said, my dear teacher, please forgive me. I forgot. I forgot to memorize that shloka. That Krishna, whose partial expansion as Mahavishnu, sits on Garuda. And that Garuda, when he flaps his wings, the Samaveda manifests. That Shri Krishna, overwhelmed with ecstatic love for his friend, he says, oh dear teacher, please forgive me. I forgot to memorize a shloka. జన్మాద్యస్య యతోన్వయాదితరతశ్చార్థేషు అభిజ్ఞః స్వరాట్. భాగవతం స్టార్ట్స్ విత్ ది అభిజ్ఞత ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ, దట్ హీ నోస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్. అండ్ దట్ కృష్ణ, హీ టెల్స్ హిస్ టీచర్ దట్ ఐ ఫర్గాట్ అ శ్లోక ఓన్లీ బికాస్ హీ వాంటెడ్ టు బి పనిష్డ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ హిస్ ఫ్రెండ్. వాట్ కెన్ వి సే? హౌ మచ్ లవ్ డస్ కృష్ణ హ్యావ్? హౌ మెనీ ఓషనిక్ గుడ్ క్వాలిటీస్ డస్ కృష్ణ హ్యావ్? Think about the knowledge. Krishna appears in the prison house of Mathura and relates to his parents their past three lives. Who is that child who can do that? The child doesn't even know where he is born. He's just crying. And if he doesn't cry, the doctor just gives him a pat and then the child starts to cry. Krishna is not crying. He appeared to stop the tears of Mother Devaki. And as he appeared, he's telling Vasudeva and Devaki Rani their past lives. He speaks about Prishni and Sutapa. He speaks about how he appeared as Vamandev in another incarnation. He speaks about how he has come as Krishna. Complete and perfect. Complete and perfect. An ocean of all good qualities. Rukmini Devi, in her letter, she is writing, "My dear Krishna, having understood that you have so many sweet qualities, who is that person, intelligent person, who will not pick you? Who will not pick you? Every intelligent person will pick you as their husband." In Sanskrit, the word pati means husband, but the word pati also means eternal protector. Means to protect. So we are all in the state, we are not Rukmini, but that pastime relates our journey in this world. Our journey in this world. We have a Rukmi called the mind. And what does that Rukmi want? What does the brother of Rukmini want? Rukmi, what does he want? He just wants Rukmini to get married to Shishupal. That's what he wants. So our mind called Rukmi wants Rukmini, the soul, to get married to Shishupal, which is Maya. Just be with Maya. And what does Rukmini teach us? Just don't settle for it. Don't settle for it. Write a letter to Krishna. And to the extent that letter is sincere, Krishna will gallop his way and come to your house and kidnap you and protect you from Maya. Mameva ye prapadhyante maya metam tarantite. Srila Radhanath Swami Maharaj quotes this verse so many times because this is the essence of the Bhagavad Gita. That if you take shelter of Krishna. Sometimes when we say that, oh, Maya is so strong. Oh, what to do? My anarthas are so strong. What to do? This is so strong. That is so strong. Prabhupada was once asked in New Vrindavan. Prabhupada was asked, if Krishna wants us to come to him, why does he keep Maya so strong? And Prabhupada answered that in one line. He said, Maya is not strong. Your intentions are weak. Your desire to get Krishna is weak. So naturally, Maya seems to be strong. It's not that Shishupal is strong. It's just that your desire to get Krishna is weak. But if the desire to get Krishna is like Rukmini, Krishna will come. Mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. Tesha maham samuddartha mrityu samsara sagarat. Machitta sarvadurgani mat prasadat tarishyasi. Krishna has said in the Gita, like Rukmini, you write a letter to me, O living being. Each one of us must write a letter. Each one of us. What are those letters? Those letters are our prayers. Those letters are our prayers. Sometimes we memorize these prayers. One time His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj said something very, very beautiful. It went like a javelin in my heart. The point was so deep. And Maharaj was speaking about Gajendra Moksha, Gajendra Stuti, the surrender of Gajendra. And Maharaj said that there have been so many people who have chanted those prayers of Gajendra. But it's not that to all of them Krishna came on the back of Garuda. Maharaj said something very beautiful. He said the prayers of Gajendra are like an envelope. But what makes the envelope beautiful is the letter within the envelope. So to chant those prayers is important. But if it doesn't have the devotional surrender of Gajendra, you're not going to get a response from Krishna that quick. So the prayers are like an envelope and the prayerful mood is the letter. So these prayers of Rukmini, we can memorize them. That's good. But we have to pray in this mood that moment to moment, following the footsteps of Rukmini, O Shri Krishna, may I pick you over all the temptations that the Rukmi, like my mind, gives me. Very interesting. If there is a chaste Indian woman or any chaste wife around the world, loyal to her husband, whichever Bollywood actor or Hollywood actor, and however young and attractive and charismatic he may be, she's not going to go with him because she's chaste to her husband. What does that mean? We are all like Krishna's eternal, we are Krishna's eternal servants. But in this situation, we can say Krishna is our eternal protector, eternal husband. And if we are chaste to him, no amount of attractive, charismatic, Hollywood, Bollywood-like material allurements can attract us because we are chaste to him. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he writes, chastity means a necklace around the neck and a powder on the forehead. Right? He's basically talking about Sindur and Mangal Sutra. This is what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur talks about. Every wife has Mangal Sutra and she has Sindur. So what does that mean? If we want to be Krishna's eternal consorts, I'm not talking about Madhuri Rasa, etc. I'm just saying accepting Krishna as our protector. Then we also need the Mangal Sutra called the Kantimala and the Sindur called as the Tilak. And we have to be chaste to the process of calling out to Krishna. I am stuck. I am stuck, my Lord, in this province. You please come and take me. And what is striking similarity between the living entity and Rukmini Devi? Both haven't seen Krishna. Rukmini Devi has never seen Krishna. She just hears about Krishna. And we've also heard about Krishna from our spiritual masters. But if we develop attraction and the nishtha with the sindur of our tilak and the Mangal Sutra of our Kantimala, the nishtha that Rukmini had, that shatta janmani syat. She writes in that letter, yasyangri pankaja rajas napanam mahanto vanchanti umapati ivatma tamopahatyai yaryambujakshana labheya bhavat prasadat. Oh Krishna, I know it is very difficult to get you. Your lotus foot dust is so pure that even Lord Shiva bathes in that to purify himself. Yasyangri pankaja rajas napanam mahanto vanchanti umapati, which is Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva himself aspires for your lotus feet. Rukmini Devi is saying, it's possible you may reject me. But O Krishna, I want to tell you something. Shata janmani syat. Lifetime after lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. For hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of lifetimes, I'm ready to come back again. But I'm not going to change my decision. Mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhakti rahaituki tvai ashli sheva padaratam pinashtuma madarshanan marmahatam karotuva yatha tatha vavidadhatulam bato mat prananatastu sa evana para. Krishna, you're my prananat. I am not going to change. Like a mother, when a child cries, the mother sometimes can give some allurement, some toy. Maybe the baby is in the cradle. The mother may come and just give a toy which is on the top, like just maybe a key, just push on a key or press a button and the toys start moving in the air. And the child who was crying for the mother now looks at these toys and starts laughing, which means the child did not really want the mother. But after many, many attempts of taking the child's attention away, when the child really, really, really gets hungry for the mother's milk, no amount of toy business will work. He just wants his mother. Rukmini Devi is saying, Krishna, lifetime after lifetime, I promise you, please don't distract me with the toys of this world. I have decided I am as hungry as that child. I just want you. So therefore, who is that person who will not pick Krishna over Maya? Krishna, you are the ocean of all good qualities. I surrender to you wholeheartedly. And she gave the letter to the Brahmana. The Brahmana ran and gave it to Krishna. And as soon as the Brahmana gave the letter and he read it out to Krishna, Krishna got onto the chariot and Daruka flew faster than Garuda and came to be with Rukmini. Which means we have our prayerful mood, but it has to be through a Brahmana. Here the Brahmana represents the Guru Parampara. And then when the Brahmana, who's the via medium, goes and gives a recommendation to Krishna, Krishna will come. Like he came for Gajendra, like he came for Rukmini, like he came for Prahlad Maharaj. All that we have to develop is attraction to Krishna and a sincere prayerful mode. This is the conclusion and the essence of the source. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.